Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, this is a Tuesday edition of the Flip Side for this August the 28th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net or eaglesup.com, whichever you prefer. And, yes, still messing around with the web page. Add things, take things away, put stuff up. So it's an ongoing process. Well, once again, last hour of trading today caused the sellers to emerge in large numbers, obviously unhinged by the slew of bad news today. The Fed hoped that the market would right itself when it wrote its last FOMC meetings comments, but that was written, unfortunately, 2 days before the market collapsed 300 points. Consumer confidence down in August didn't help matters. Home prices, steepest drop in 20 years. Ultimately, when the dust settled, the Dow was off 280 points to end the day at 13,041. NASDAQ down 60 at 2,500. S&P 500 down 34 at 1,432. According to the Associated Press, volatility returned to Wall Street today, sending stocks plunging as investors grew more uneasy about the economy and whether the Federal Reserve will take the steps needed to prevent credit market problems from spreading further. In other words, there's panic in the streets. In the gold market, gold closed down $2.50. Bear in mind, gold always closes 2 hours before Wall Street closes, so there wasn't any safe haven buying going on. Gold closed at $664.90. Silver up 6 cents. Closing at $11.80. Platinum up $6 at $1,260. Palladium or $4 at $327. Currently in Asian trading, gold off another $2.50 at $663.10. Silver off 5 cents at $11.82. Platinum or up $3 at $1,263. Palladium flat at $327. Crude oil lower by 33 cents today. It's $71.64. And the U.S. dollar irked out again. 1 percentage point. 1 basis point, I should say. The U.S. dollar index closing at 80.72. Uh-oh. We back down to that 80 level again. We'll have a lot more when we return.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Children standing here, arms outstretched into the sky, tears drying on their face. He has been here. Brothers lie in shallow graves, fathers lost without a trace, a nation blind to their disgrace since he's been here. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore, only sadness. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore, only sadness. Only sadness. Houses burnt beyond repair. The smell of death is in the air. A woman weeping in despair says he has been here. Tracer lighting up the sky. It's another family's turn to die. A child afraid to even cry out says he has been here. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore. Only sadness. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore. Only sadness.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Tuesday. There are connections between the events that have unfolded in the last 24 hours with the revelation of Larry Craig's improprieties, the financial markets, and statements made by the president today. I came to the conclusion that he should be removed from office immediately. The man is delusional. He was giving another pep speech today. It's all part and parcel of the PR spin that is going on. It segues into the recent commercials on television, and now I heard one today on radio, sponsored by this group called Freedom Watch, headed by the former press spokesman Ari Fleischer. When you look at the when you look at the makeup of Freedom Watch's board of directors, all of them are Jewish Zionists, who obviously shape America's foreign policy, which I find rather amazing that more people aren't aware that America's foreign policy is dictated by foreign nationals, which is not going to obviously do any benefit for the United States. The president today warned America of a nuclear holocaust taking place in the Middle East because of Iran, and that he will do everything in his power to make sure that they never have the ability to build a nuclear weapon. He will use whatever it takes. There's no question that Arif Lasha and his friends are itching for a war with Iran, because that's what Israel wants. Are you prepared to send your sons and daughters to die in a foreign war for the Jewish lobby? Think about that for a second. And yet here we are being dictated to by Republicans who stand on this high moral ground. I submit to you they have no moral ground to stand on. And besides the fact, if you're going to stand and have a platform based on high morality, people like me not only expect you to have high moral values, but we expect you to exceed those high moral values, because that's what people who proclaim to have high morality have to do. Because other than that, it's just a lie. This whole war's been a lie. What the president said today is no different to the spin that came out prior to the invasion of Iraq. Remember the story of, yes, we'll see mushroom clouds over New York City? And it's just amazing to me how many intelligent people buy into this. My hope is that this latest scandal of Larry Craig will destroy the Republican Party once and for all. And hopefully a new party will emerge that has America's values and its morality front and center. But it's amazing. You will find that people will defend the actions of Republicans. And this is not the first Republican that's been caught in the men's bathroom, I might add. It's happened many times. Mark Foley, a Republican from Florida, congressman, was also recently apprehended in a police sting trying to solicit homosexual sex in a men's bathroom. Another reason why you should never use public restrooms. But there's no different to what is going on politically and the immorality of this administration to what is going on Wall Street. And I know this has come up many times before. Are we mimicking Rome? Paul Farrell, a columnist for CBS Market Watch, has an article today that I'm going to share with you and see if you can draw the parallels with it. His article is entitled, If We Are Rome, Wall Street's Our Colosseum. And he talks about someone that we have talked about on the show many times, the head auditor of the United States, David Walker. Nobody listens to David Walker. Nobody listens to what David Walker is trying to tell the American people, because his message is something that people don't want to hear. It's just as blind and stupid as evangelical Christians who don't want to accept the fact that they have been led down the garden path by the Scofield Reference Bible and believe in the rapture. You try and tell an evangelical Christian that his thought processes of one day disappearing as Jesus comes back, you tell him that he's been barking up the wrong tree, you could more than likely end up in a fist fight. I've had conversations with smart, intelligent people where it got to the point where we almost had to say to each other, you want to take this out in the parking lot, buddy? I mean, that's where political discourse has come in this country right now. That if people disagree with each other, it almost comes to physical violence. It is an amazing thing to watch, and it's an amazing transformation to watch. But not only are we witnessing the decline of Western civilization, but what's going to trigger it all is the collapse of the financial system. And it's going to happen. I know you don't want to hear that out there. You don't want to hear about riots in the streets, the haves and the have-nots. America will become just like what South Africa is today, small enclaves around the country where people live behind walls and barbed wire and security cameras and armed guards. That's what it's going to end up as. And we're heading there in a fast rate. I can't predict when it's going to happen, but I know it's going to happen because we fail to learn lessons from history. And we take in all our information from the misinformation artists, the ABCs, the CBSs, the CNN, the Fox Newses, the Rush Limbaughs of the world, the Sean Hannitys, the Michael Medveds, the Hugh Hewitts of the world. Well, reality, when it hits home, is going to be unpleasant. Well, Paul Farrell says, what does Cassandra, Chicken Little, and the boy who cried wolf, and David Walker, America's Comptroller General and head of the U.S. Government Accountability Office, all have in common? Nobody pays any attention to what they say. Well, at least not until it's too late, or till a brutal catastrophe wakes us up, forcing us into action. History is a great teacher, but so few graduate. Nobody listened to Churchill's warnings until Hitler invaded France. We sat on the sidelines till Pearl Harbor. It takes a 9/11 before the direct hit. History lessons are academic. David Walkers of the world are merely tolerated. We are polite, but nobody's really listening. In fact, many missed his recent speech in Chicago. Even though the Comptroller General may be the only Washington insider we can trust to tell us the unvarnished truth, even though he was interviewed on 60 Minutes in March, where he admitted that elected officials don't want to hear that they are bankrupting America, even though he is now on a fiscal wake-up tour traveling across America, taking his message directly to the people in town hall-style meetings, and even though he's one of my heroes and I encourage readers to make him a write-in candidate during the 2008 elections. We'll be back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Those that know what's going on, nobody listens to. Nobody listens to what Ron Paul is saying. Nobody listens to what David Walker is saying. Talking about an article that you can find on, it's a top story, what a shock, what a surprise, on republictradinggroup.com by Paul Farrell of CBS's Market Watch. It's entitled, If We Are Rome, Wall Street's Our Colosseum. He goes on talking about David Walker. He said, except for a short piece in London's Financial Times, Walker's warnings were generally ignored by the American press, by the public, and even by the very Congress that hired him and has the power to do something, yet still refuses to heed his warnings. We're in denial, tuning out. Americans just don't want to hear this modern-day Cassandra's wolf cries about the sky falling, ignoring history. We determine to wait until the last minute, until the sky does fall, until the wolf does bite us. So why did I do a double take and listen? Because this time Walker used the R word. No, not the recession word, but the Rome word. This is what Mr. Walker had to say in Chicago. America is a great nation, probably the greatest in history. But if we want to keep America great, we have to recognize reality and make needed changes. There are striking similarities between America's current situation and that of another great power from the past, Rome. The Roman Empire lasted 1,000 years, but only about half that time as a republic. The Roman Republic fell for many reasons, but three reasons are worth remembering. Declining moral values and political civility at home, an overconfident and overextended military in foreign lands, and fiscal irresponsibility by the central government. Does this sound familiar? Truth is, Americans rarely learn from history. We short-term thinkers, reactors. Crises turn us on. In fact, we love setting them up, tempting fate, waiting at the brink of disaster. And even when we have intelligence warning us of an imminent attack. Why? Because America's economic brain is myopic, computer-programmed for instant gratification, not long-term planning. Years of brainwashing focuses on the latest fashions, today's store sales, Wall Street's relentless minute-to-minute trading. We assume that tomorrow will take care of itself and that the government will bail us out like the Fed did recently with the discount rate. But Walker warns, you can't trust government with your future. Unfortunately, our government's track record in adapting to new conditions and meeting new challenges isn't very good. Much of the federal government remains overly bureaucratic, myopic, narrowly focused, and based on the past. Hurricane Katrina and Rita brought that point home in a painful way. Public confidence in the ability of government to meet basic needs was severely shaken. If our government can't handle known threats like natural disasters, it's only fair to wonder what other public services may be at risk. Walker's the one person in America with a nonpartisan, solidly analytical understanding of America's economic future, backed by 3,000 GOA employees analyzing every possible scenario, and yet his message is largely ignored. Nobody wants to hear the Comptroller General, or anyone else for that matter, warn us about the impending doom. Entitlement reform is especially urgent. Unless we reform Social Security, Medicaid, these programs will eventually crowd out all other federal spending. Otherwise, by 2040, our government could be doing little more than sending out Social Security checks and paying interest on our massive national debt. And that debt, my friends, is climbing daily. Daily. We'll have more when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody.
What a concept!
Welcome back to the flip side for a Tuesday. Mainstream media didn't cover the speech that David Walker gave in Chicago. Wonder why. Well, it's just too tough for the mainstream media to deal with. It's much easier to telling you about the latest goings-on of Paris Hilton, whatever other non-issue event the media wants to shove on the idiot box. Mr. Farrell was at Chicago. He listened to the speech, which he called a powerful speech. The speech was entitled Transforming Government to Meet the Demands of the 21st Century. And it boils down, he says, to a single problem that will destroy America from within: oppressive debt and out-of-control spending. Is it any wonder why Washington doesn't want to listen to one of their own, David Walker? He says transforming government and aligning it with modern needs is even more urgent because of our nation's large and growing fiscal imbalances. Simply stated, America is on a path towards an explosion of debt. And that indebtedness threatens our country, our children, and our grandchildren's future. With the looming retirement of the baby boomers, spiraling health care costs, plummeting savings rates, and increasing reliance on foreign lenders, we face unprecedented fiscal risks. Mr. Farrell says, after reading Walker's speech, the real reason nobody listens suddenly hit me. He's too nice. He's too rational. Too matter of fact. Maybe it's the same reason that nobody's paying attention to Ron Paul. Mr. Farrell suggests that maybe he should go wild by cable TV showman Jim Cramer throwing a childish tantrum to get Daddy Bernanke's attention, forcing him to drop the Fed's discount rate. And yet, if our economy and markets are ever going to be transformed, it'll take a cool, rational, long-term thinker like Walker, not a myopic stock market fanatic going ballistic demanding a quick fix from Daddy. When Walker talks, he undoubtedly has in the back of his mind Cullen Murphy's bestseller, Are We Rome? The fall of an empire and the fate of America, you can find many online analysis of Murphy's six scary parallels between America and Rome. Number one, self-centered aggrandizing of the capital city. Two, overextended military unsuited for global empire. Three, myopic distrusting a view of the world. Four, big government too complex and unmanageable and risky. Five, privatization of public responsibilities breeding greed. And six, porous borders and failed immigration policies. But the scariest of all parallels is not one either Walker or Murphy see between the two empires. The scariest parallel is Wall Street with millions of daily duels to the death. Wall Street is a metaphor for the Colosseum, where Romans fought not just individual duels, but fought a much deeper battle for the heart and soul of the Republic, and lost. The Colosseum was symbolic of their obsession with wealth and material excesses, destroying its values, exposing its vulnerabilities, until eventually Rome was overrun by outsiders. Sound familiar? Here's Walker's history lesson for Wall Street. It's useful to remember, at the end of the 19th century, the original Dow Jones Industrial Average consisted of 12 stocks. These were all powerful companies, the leaders in their fields. Names like National Lead, U.S. Rubber, and Tennessee Coal and Iron were the Microsofts and the Walmarts of their day. It is sobering to realize only one of the original 12 Dow Jones companies survives today, and that's General Electric. The rest couldn't adapt to changing conditions and either merged with competitors or simply went out of business. Maybe you wonder if maybe, just maybe, Wall Street itself might eventually look like today's crumbling Roman Colosseum and take the empire down with it. I've often been accused of fear-mongering, of being a chicken little, of being nothing more than a gold pusher. The stories that I relate to you are based on my personal experience of what I've seen outside of the shores of the United States. I have witnessed these things up close and personal. I have seen what happens to countries that abandon their principles, succumb to the insidiousness of political correctness, otherwise known as cultural Marxism. And they all have the same end result. they all implode, they all collapse, and people are walking around wondering, why? Why did it happen? You are getting warnings, not only from David Walker, you're getting warnings from Ron Paul, which is the reason why the mainstream media is not paying any attention to Ron Paul, because they don't like what he is saying. And Ron Paul is saying nothing different to what David Walker is saying. Ron Paul, unfortunately, like David Walker, is too nice. And for whatever strange reason, people do not want to elect nice people to office. They want to elect someone to office that's going to push their agenda, such as the Israeli lobby. And once these people get into positions of power, they do the bidding of foreign nationals. It is almost insane to think of the influence that the Israeli lobby has in the United States of America. Christian Amanpour's recent six-hour show on CNN. You can criticize certain parts of it. Well, certain parts of it were kind of overdone, but that's CNN. That's Christian Amanpour. You got to expect that. But by and large, she was absolutely correct when she talked about the influence of the Israeli lobby, interviewing Jimmy Carter, a man who basically sold out my country. So there's no love lost between myself and Jimmy Carter, but Jimmy Carter was right. That any politician in Washington, D.C., that has the temerity to vote against anything that the Israeli lobby wants, will soon be out of office. It is mind-boggling when you think about this. And what is even more mind-boggling is how these very same people have joined forces with the John Hagees of the world. Now, I'm not going to get into the whole religious thing. We save that for tomorrow when we have Charles Carlson on from Straight Gate Ministries. And trust me, tomorrow is a show you don't want to miss, because we'll expose all these people to you. And it's amazing, and just listening to these commercials from this group called Freedom Watch. There's only certain cities around the country where they are showing the video, which shows it opens with a kid that was wounded, lost an arm, who Ari Fleischer, by the way, doesn't even know the kid's name, talking about how his sacrifices will be for naught if we abandon winning in Iraq. And then they conveniently show a plane flying into the World Trade Center towers, even though it is completely disconnected. There weren't Iraqis in the planes flying into the World Trade Center tower. They were Saudi Arabians. And the commercials are no different. They interchange between 9/11 and Iraq as if one is the same as the other. And then you listen to the delusion of the President of the United States, who either his speechwriters are as stupid as he is, or nobody in Washington understands history of what happened in Vietnam. One thing I can tell you that happened in Vietnam, as half of those 58,700 names on the wall in Washington, D.C., half of them died while politicians twiddled their thumbs trying to figure out how they could get out of Vietnam and save their poor political butts. Nixon kept the war going for another year because Kissinger felt that if he abandoned Vietnam before the next election, he would lose. So how many 19-year-old kids had to die because some politician was more concerned about winning the next election? every single one of these politicians that subscribe to the doctrines of the Israeli lobby and the doctrines of the Hagies of the world, Christians United for Israel, these people shouldn't only be drummed out of Washington, D.C., they should be put on charges. This is, in any other word you look, it's treason. If you sell out your country's interest to the dictates of a foreign lobby, in my book, it's treason. Now, obviously, those statements won't go over well to the likes of the man who's got half his brain tied behind his head and shows on a daily basis. And it's the same for all these other talk show hosts out there. It is mind-boggling to watch it. Look, I watched it live yesterday on television. What's her name? Janet Parcells, whatever she is. She has a talk show in Washington, D.C. She's so far in the bag with the neoconservatives and the Christians United for Israel. They were talking about how they just came back from Israel, talking with members of the terrorism task force. These are people that go to the White House. The president has these talk show hosts over to the White House to push his brain-dead policies in the Middle East. And so how many more 19-year-old kids are going to have to die for these people? Maybe it's a good thing we are facing a financial Armageddon. Because maybe then people will wake up and realize that they've been led down the garden path. But I don't know. I don't even know if they'd wake up then. They're still in denial. They'll always be in denial. They haven't figured it out yet. And we will face a financial Armageddon. But it's no ifs, buts, or maybes about it. I just don't know the timing. I don't know if it's going to be in the next 3 months, which, by the way, we have a high probability of everything. The wheels coming off completely in the next 3 months. We are entering into the 3 months of the year that everybody gets real nervous about. We saw that today on Wall Street. They're trying as best to stop the people running for the exits. In September, you got the end of the financial year for the United States government. You got end of the financial year for a lot of mutual funds. Stocks are sold, stocks are bought in order to phony up returns so they can charge more and get bigger commissions. You know the biggest fear on Wall Street right now? The biggest fear is the brokers don't even know if we're going to get our bonuses. Oh, no. Our bonuses are at risk. All they're worrying about is their bonuses. Brokers on Wall Street don't care about you or your finances. You're just a tool for them. Oh, they talk a good game when they talk to you. How's the wife and kids doing? Oh, that's great. Yeah, we're out to preserve your future. We'll protect you. We'll get your kid through college. Send us some more money. That's all they're interested in. Fleecing the flock. Fleecing the flock goes on in many facets of life. Right now, we're watching that whole thing unravel. People haven't learned the lessons of history in any way, shape, or form. People haven't learned or read about the events that led up to the collapse in 1929. Because it didn't collapse on October the 28th, 1929. That was just one big down day. The collapse extended for years after that. We'll be back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
When you feel like there's a sign there on your back, says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness, I've been down to my last match, filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying, if you're going through hell.
Welcome back, my friend. Final segment for this Tuesday. One of my favorite songs, by the way. As we mentioned, the Bob Chapman special for the week. I wanted to find something different out there. My second favorite coin being the $10 Liberty. Unfortunately, the supply has ran out on $10 Liberties. So we're left with always a great coin, British Sovereign, quarter ounce gold, 0.2354 ounces of pure gold in each British Sovereign. Price is $179. As a matter of fact, I went back to see what's the cheapest price we've ever had for British Sovereigns. If you can believe this, $75. That was way, way back in 2002 when you could have snapped up a British Sovereign for that ridiculous price. Today you're going to have to spring for $179. And if you order 20 or more, you get a year subscription to the International Forecaster. Can't stress how important that is. And also, if you want to share it with friends and family, you could lose friends and family because they're in denial. They don't want to hear this stuff. No, don't tell me. Everything's going to collapse. And so people are in denial. Unfortunately, these people that are in denial are going to suffer more than anybody else because first they're going to not only deal with the real world situation, but then they've also got to deal with their own personal demons and how stupid that they have been for not paying closer attention to what other people were saying. It's always funny when that happens. So to acquire said British Sovereigns, you can give us a call at Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. If you get the answer machine, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Programming reminder, tomorrow, Charles Carlson, Straight Gate Ministries. We will be talking about Zionism, in particular, Christian Zionism, and how it's destroying America. Yeah. Till then, see you, bye.